Hey everyone, Merry Blessed Christmas to you, and welcome to Mosaic House Church Online Worship. I'm your host, Pastor V. I am looking forward to having this worship celebration with you today because this is the last Sunday of the year 2021, and what a way for us to celebrate the entire year by participating, receiving the Holy Communion, the Lord's Supper, the sacrament. So please prepare your bread and juice or their equivalents, because towards the end of the service, we will participate together. All right? Okay. Now, I am really thrilled today because we are all worshiping in our homes together, and some of you have invited your guests, observing the COVID guidelines and all that. That's good. Now, so let us do that. So when I said Merry Christmas, I would love to hear back from you. Merry Christmas to you too, Victor. So would you say that to me in the chat room? And I would appreciate that, because worship is a communal activity, and the more you participate with me, the more you and I engage, the more the experience of worship becomes. On the note, to all our guests, we're going to sing together, we're going to read together, we're going to pray together, we're going to participate together in the Lord's Supper. So worship is participatory, because this is something that we do to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not consuming, but rather we are giving offering to the Lord, because He is worthy. So let us do that. Now, do you see the candles? We're going to light these candles for the last time as we conclude the Advent series. The Bible declares that Jesus is the light of the world, and we light the candle of hope because Jesus is our hope and He does not disappoint us. And we light the candle of peace because Jesus is our peace. He is our shalom. And we light the candle of joy because Jesus is our joy, and this joy will not be taken away from us. And we light the candle of love because God is love. And we know God's love because He sent His one and only Son into the world. And now we light the Christ candle, the light that shines in the darkness, the light of all lights, the light that gives us life. Now, in a moment, we're going to receive Pastor Jeremiah, and he's going to come forward and share with us the good news of Jesus Christ. Let's welcome him. Pastor Jeremiah.
What's the best news you've heard this year? Maybe a marriage, maybe a new job, maybe a new grandchild. Were you able to see a loved one you haven't seen in a long, long time? Maybe you got a better grade than you expected. Well, for me, one of the best news I've heard was this, but as usual, it starts with some bad news first. This year, one of my friends passed away, and as he was passing away, we knew it was coming. I knew that I had this perfect picture of him saved somewhere on my computer. It just captured who he was. And I really wanted to find this picture, so I looked so hard for it. However, about a year ago, my computer crashed and I lost a lot of my files. So I had all these backup files, I was looking through. It took me hours and hours. Finally, I found the picture. It said cowboy on, and I was opening it up, and then all of a sudden, error alert. The file is corrupted and cannot be opened. I was so sad. I had to find this picture. So I kept looking again, looked at my other computer, another computer, and finally, after all the hours of searching, I found this picture of Cowboy. It was such good news for me that we're able to remember who he was, and we use this picture for his memorial card and also his obituary online. Good news, especially during troubling times, is great news, isn't it? And in this season, we are reminded of the best news of all. Christmas, Advent, the best news of all is that Jesus has come. God is with us. If you've been following us lately, we're in our series, Good News for Troubling Times. And we've been looking through the themes of Advent to rediscover hope, peace, joy, and love. And today is the final message of the series, rediscovering Christ, rediscovering Jesus. Jesus, the one who brings and who embodies love, joy, peace, and hope. And Jesus not only brings these things, He is our hope, our peace, and our joy, especially during troubling times, for He is with us. And today we're going to look back at the theme verse of this series, the good news that Jesus brings in Luke chapter 2, verses 10 to 14. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me, starting in verse 10. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I will bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you, for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth. Peace, shalom, to those on whom His favor rests." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray together. Lord God, thank you for this great news that you, in Jesus, the Messiah, has come to us, has come for us. Lord, we desperately need good news during these hard, dark times. So help us rediscover what this good news means. What you, Jesus, mean. What does your coming mean for us today? So that we may find strength to endure and keep going. Lord, thank you for this season, even though it's not easy for many. So be with us, be present with us, and be, Lord, with us right now. And may you use these small words for your great glory. We pray this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. This is what I believe God wants us to know today. And if you want to follow along in the sermon notes, feel free to click on the sermon outline. You can write this down in your notes. The good news is that Jesus comes for you. Twice in this passage, the angel tells the shepherds, there's good news, there's a sign to you. And in Greek, to and for is the same thing. There is good news, there's a sign for you, specifically for you. And in the Greek, that you is actually not just a single individual, but plural, for you all. The good news is that Jesus comes for you all. And the writer Luke, I think, wants to emphasize this because he says in verse 10, good news that will cause great joy for all the people, for all of us. And I've been kind of reflecting on this season of Advent through a devotional app called Lectio 365. And a few days ago, it had this the theme of Jesus is coming. And actually, the season Advent comes from the Latin word Adventus, which means come. And in this season of Advent, of coming, we remember Jesus is coming, and we wait for Jesus to come again. There's an ancient prayer which says, "Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come." A guy named Bernard of Clairvaux says this: Jesus comes in three ways. Firstly, in Bethlehem, at Christmas. Secondly, at the end of the age, when He comes again. And thirdly, in the lives of believers every single day. Today, we're going to look at those three aspects of Jesus coming. And we're going to do that specifically through the titles that Luke gives to Jesus. In verse 11, he says again, "Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." Savior, Messiah, Lord. And today, we're going to look and rediscover Christ through these titles given to him by Luke. And we're going to look at three points. First one is, Jesus came at Bethlehem as our Messiah. Second, Jesus will come again as our Lord. And third, Jesus comes today as our Savior. The good news is that Jesus comes for you, for us all. So let's look at the first point. Jesus came at Bethlehem as our Messiah. And you can write this in your notes. Messiah, or in the Greek Christ, means anointed one. And it is someone who is chosen and given a special task by God. Jesus was chosen by God. Even more, the scriptures argue and say and proclaim that Jesus was one with God. Chosen and called for the most important task to bring humanity back into relationship with God. And to bring and restore all of creation. If you're here for our message on peace, Jesus' calling, a special task was to bring shalom to all the earth. Peace to all the earth. The restoration of all our broken relationships. Scripture says that when the first humans sinned and rebelled against God, we were separated from God. And all our relationships were broken. And you can write this down in your notes. One of my favorite theologians, Saint Athanasius, describes our current state as being corrupted. As we are entering and living in corruption. Just like the picture of cowboy was corrupted, so were we broken. God couldn't have access to us. He couldn't open us. He couldn't have this relationship with us. Just like I couldn't access and get to that file. And I was actually able to see cowboy before he passed away, and also a few hours after he passed away, before he was taken, his body was taken away. And you know that saying, someone was a shell of themselves? This was so true in Cowboy's case. He looked nothing like the picture I had. Nothing of his essence, of who he was, I could see in that frail, weak body. And for me, that is a picture of that corruption that we experience under sin. The farther we move away from God, the more our bodies and our souls wither and decay and waste away. God in his love saw us decaying, saw us in our corruption. And in order to save us, in order to remedy this, God chose Jesus to enter into our corruption. God in Christ became a human. As Pastor Victor mentioned last week, he entered into our meat, into our flesh, into our corruption through his incarnation. But sin, which corrupted our flesh, which corrupted all creation, didn't corrupt or harm Jesus. In fact, Jesus defeated sin, defeated that corruption. He came to make us clean. Jesus touched diseased bodies, and instead of him becoming sick and corrupted, he healed them. And in the same way, he heals us in all creation. Through his blood shed on the cross, Jesus cleanses our sin and our corruption. Jesus paid the price of our sins on this cross. And scripture said that our old selves, our old corrupted selves, were crucified with Christ. And when Jesus rose from the dead, we too, our bodies also too, rose from the dead as new creation, as new being, as whole people. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, there is new creation. And even though we were like that corrupted file, we are now restored back to who God intended us to be. God can now access us. We now have access to God the Father, to be in relationship with him. And this is incredible news, isn't it? The good news is that Jesus comes for you as your Messiah. The second point is this: Jesus will come again as Lord. And Lord means supreme authority or master. In the New Testament, the supreme authority, the ruler of the world at the time, was Caesar, the guy in charge of the Roman Empire. Caesar is Lord. Now, when the Christians first said, Jesus is Lord, this was kind of dangerous because it was in direct opposition to the authority of Caesar. To say Jesus is Lord is saying that Jesus is more powerful than even the greatest human ruler of the world. And that is exactly who Jesus is. Jesus died for our sins, but also he rose again 3 days later because he is Lord. Because he is one with God, the ruler of the universe. He is Lord even over death. And Jesus, the resurrected Lord, is alive and reigning today. As Pastor Victor mentioned last week, Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. He is God, one with God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the supreme authority over all things. And while Jesus first came to earth as a humble Messiah, Jesus promises to come again as the Lord of the universe. At that moment, the writer of Philippians writes this. It's this beautiful poem, if you get a chance. Philippians 2, starting in verse 6, but we'll go down to 9. First, it tells about how Jesus, the King of the universe, came down and humbled himself for our sake in our incarnation. And then, this is what happened in verse 9. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. The supreme ruler, our master and king, to the glory of God the Father. And as Lord, Jesus is going to come back to bring his kingdom, to bring the fullness and the flourishing we all long for, the kingdom of God, which he started at his birth, death, and resurrection. And he will usher in this new age, this new creation in which all things are new, all things are restored. And I can't wait for that day. That is where our hope is. And Jesus, he tells what this will look like. And actually in Revelation, in this vision to the writer of Revelation 21, and I'll starting in verse 3, this is Jesus talking. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death, nor mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. One day, there'll be no more pain, no more tears. Everything will be filled with God's glory and good news. In Christ, there will be world peace. We will have inner peace. We will be filled with joy. For Jesus is that source, and we will never lack love. Because Jesus is Lord, I have hope that I will see Cowboy again in the kingdom of Christ our Lord, and he will be more alive, more real, a more full and better version of even the picture that I have. And I have hope for all of my loved ones this year who have passed away. And for me, this is such good news. The good news is that Jesus comes for you as your Lord. The final point is Jesus comes today as our Savior. And Savior means deliverer and preserver. It's someone who delivers us from trouble and preserves us, gives us strength, hope, peace, joy, and love in the midst of trouble. After Jesus rose from the dead and entered heaven, entered his throne, he gave his disciples one, a mission and a promise. Some that people call it the Great Commission. Matthew 28, verses 18. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority on earth has been given to me. He is Lord. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I'll be with you always to the very end of the age. Because Jesus is the Lord of the universe, He now invites us into His mission to make disciples of all peoples, of all nations. Good news for all people. And also gives us a promise. Jesus doesn't say, yeah, I'll give you this mission, go figure it out on your own. No, He says, I will be with you always to the very end of the age. After Jesus ascended to heaven, God gave us a gift. The most beautiful gift of all. He gave of Himself, the Holy Spirit, the other person of the Trinity. And because of the Holy Spirit, Jesus is now with us, empowering us, strengthening us. His life and power flows through us to complete the mission He's called us to. In Acts 1:7, He gives us this promise. The disciples asked Jesus, Lord, when are you coming back to restore all things again? When are you coming back to make all things right? And Jesus says here, verse 7, it's not for you to know the times or the dates the Father has set by His own authority. But, so you know, we'll never know. Don't worry about that so much. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes down on you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. I will equip you and empower you to share this good news to all peoples. And the Holy Spirit, Christ in us, is both our deliverer and our preserver. First, He delivers us from trouble. If you look through the book of Acts, He's delivering the disciples over and over again, setting disciples free from prison, healing people from sickness, bringing all peoples of all nations to the saving knowledge of Jesus. And the same way the Holy Spirit delivers us today, He protects us, empowers us to be His agents of love, joy, and peace into this world. And also, the Holy Spirit is our preserver. He helps us preserve during hard times. Most of the disciples of Jesus actually died for their faith. Like Jesus, they died for their belief, for the kingdom of God. And the Holy Spirit was there, giving them strength to endure the hard times they had to face. And sometimes God allows troubling times to come in our life and even overwhelm us. He never promises to take away our pain or our trouble, but He promises through His Holy Spirit to always be with us to the very end of the age, to never leave us and never forsake us. The Spirit of Christ Jesus promises to be our peace when we are restless. He promises to be our joy, our gladness, and contentment when we can't even smile. He promises to be our hope. And in Christ, our hopes are assured because He is coming back to make all things new. He promised to always love us, to be there for us, and to be our love, to be the source of our love when it's hard to extend love to others. The Spirit of Christ comes for you, all of you. He is here and He is with us, delivering us, comforting us, preserving us, forgiving and encouraging, convicting and encouraging. When we have nothing left to give, Jesus is enough. And this has been so good news for me. Cowboy, unfortunately, was the sixth person I lost this year. And it's been really hard. Sometimes I don't feel like loving. I don't feel joy or peace. Sometimes I'm angry at even God. At the same time, I truly believe that Jesus is with me, walking with me, sitting with me when I have nothing to say, weeping with me when the grief is too much, giving me strength when I have nothing left to give. And though I don't always feel it, Jesus is with me. His peace, His love, His joy, His hope is always there, helping me, delivering me, and preserving me as I say goodbye to Cowboy and all my other friends. And this, my friends, is such good news for me. The Lord, our Savior, sustains us during troubling times. The good news is that Jesus comes for you as your Savior. Jesus came. He is coming again, and He comes even today by His Holy Spirit. I can write this summary in your notes. Jesus is our Messiah, the chosen one who has brought shalom, peace between us and God and all creation. He is Lord, the Master of the universe, and He is coming again to set all things right, and He is our Savior who journeys with us in our trouble, giving us what we need. The good news is that Jesus comes for you. And I just want to talk to you who maybe have not accepted Christ, have not experienced the love and joy and peace of Christ. Let me just tell you, Jesus is the Messiah, the anointed one who has saved us from the corruption of sin and death. He loves you so, so much. And today He wants to be your Savior, your deliverer, your preserver during troubling times. Salvation is free. You don't have to work for it. At the same time ever, Jesus is also your Lord. That means from now on, after you accept the good news of Christ, it's no longer your way, it's Jesus' way. He is the supreme ruler and authority of all the earth and your life. And while the gift of salvation is free, it will cost you your life, your will, your heart. And Jesus promises to cherish your heart, to take care of you, and to never leave you or forsake you. If you feel this Holy Spirit tugging at your heart, if you want to learn more, please click on the Next Steps button to get in contact with us. For those of us who have experienced the good news of Jesus, who live in the reality of His resurrected life, I encourage you this season to eagerly and patiently wait for Jesus. Wait for Him to come again to set all things right, and even now, wait and rely on the Holy Spirit to give you what you need to endure, to keep going. Trust in Christ, who is all around us and among us, and also in His power. The Holy Spirit is empowering you and calling you to share this good news to the whole world. With your house church, share the good news to your neighborhood, to your workplace, to your family this holiday season, to your neighbors, to your friends online. The good news is so great, and we can't contain it ourselves. We must share it. The Lord Jesus has come, and He comes for you, for us all. The good news is that Jesus comes for you. Let's pray. Lord God, Jesus, our Messiah, our Lord, our Savior. We are just in awe of this good and beautiful news, given especially for us, especially to us, that we are delivered from corruption and decay. That when You come again, Jesus, You will set all things right. There will be no more injustice, no more tears, and we will see our loved ones again. We will be with You, serving You, loving You. And Lord, thank You that today through Your Holy Spirit, You are preserving us. You are delivering us. You are empowering us to proclaim the good news that we have in our hearts. So this holiday season, Lord, help us to live in this good news. Help us to share this good news. Help us to embody this good news and be a sign to the world that You, Jesus, are Lord of the universe, Messiah, and Savior. Thank You, Jesus. You walk with us, and You are enough. We pray this in the beautiful name of Jesus, our King, our Lord, our Savior, Messiah. Amen.